You know, very, very briefly here, I was thinking here about the way we celebrate and the things we do in our church and the way we recognize Christmas and the traditions that we do. And you know, the way we celebrate Christmas is relatively new. You know, those disciples when Jesus was here didn't wake up on December 25th one morning and decide to wear red and green and put up Christmas trees and have Christmas. That took a while to develop. And, you know, Easter's our big one. That is the one within the church that was celebrated earlier than Christmas. And later on, Christmas was added and what that which we celebrate today. And as they developed it, it was kind of mimicked after Lent and after the Easter service. And if you think about Lent, you think about our church ancestors as they have done this. There's dark there. There's purples. You know, we have purple colors. And we do that in Lent as well. And the purpose of that was that during those seasons of Advent and also in Lent, it was a time of penance and repentance and sorrowful and to prepare yourself for the holy time of the coming of Christ or the holy time of the giving of Christ on the cross. But there is within Lent and likewise in Advent today, this Sunday that they would set aside a special time during this kind of time of mourning to a time of joy. And so during Lent, as well as in Advent, and on this Sunday, it isn't all darks and purples. It's pinks. And that's why today we have that pink candle. Today is a name. It's called Gaudete Sunday. And it is during this time that we remember that Gaudete, it's Latin for rejoice, to have joy. Rejoice in the Lord always is where that word comes from. And so during those times, as they would celebrate this, the priests would go from wearing dark garments of purple or darks to pinks. And they would wear pink vestments. So, fa-la-la, don me now my gay apparel. It's because of great joy that we wear this pink color. That's today the color that we have, this Gaudete, is that we possess great joy. And may I suggest to you that if you are in Christ, you bear true joy, the only true joy that there is. As Jill talked about fake and what is real, you and I in Christ have real joy. And may I suggest, church, fellow followers, that there's probably people in our path that need that joy this season. Would you stand and we will close with prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this day. And it isn't just one day. It is all days of our lives that we possess this joy. And this source of joy that we have today comes from you. And we praise you and thank you for the giving of your Son so that we may have this joy. We thank you for the gifts and talents that our choir and our director has given us today that we may worship you and bring joy to you in song. Allow us now to go as a people that bear your great light and to be a people of joy to a people of this world who may desperately need you. We praise your name forever. Amen. Thank you for worshiping and have an awesome week.